the picture. I really need to show people urban wildlife would be to get a mountain lion with the Hollywood sign. I didn't say under or above or whatever. I just said a mountain lion with the Hollywood sign. And he looked at me like I was crazy. But I had envisioned that because I knew what Griffith Park looked like. I knew what the area where he was working looked like because there had been a mountain lion there since 2006. I knew there were mountain lions there because when I was a kid, I used to go on pony rides in Griffith Park with my grandma. But when I set my camera traps up that would have an infrared beam and now a LIDAR beam, I would compose that first picture so the camera was in the exact spot that I would want to be if I could be there when the cat walked by. But whether it would be my first real camera trap story, snow leopard, or trying to get cougar, I looked at that first frame as one I could compose myself. And there was no way a cat was going to walk by. In fact, Nat Geo TV said, hey, we want to start doing video and get the mountain lion in Griffith Park area. And I said, you can sit in the blind till Griffith Park freezes over. You're never going to see that mountain lion. Because I just spent a year and a half there and I never saw him.
Did you spend a year and a half without seeing it at all, even in camera traps?
Oh, no. We got him on the camera traps even before we got the Hollywood Cougar. I mean, getting the Hollywood Cougar picture took 15 months. Getting the picture of him with the lights of L.A. in the background took 11 months. But I didn't know it was going to take that long. And then I got him on video, but then he got maimed from eating animals that had eaten rat poison. So he was eating like weasels and raccoons and things like that, coyotes. That would eat things, then it goes up through the food chain. Because everybody in that area, like Beverly Hills and Brentwood, places like that, a lot of the open areas that's not private property have ground cover. And it's low-lying ground cover that mice and moles and things can go under without people seeing them. And they have their holes there. So a lot of people hate the moles because they're on their property. Could be a house on a cliff. And you start putting a lot of holes in that cliff by moles, then you're weakening that. So they put rat poison everywhere. So P22 had mange from that, which eventually affects the brain. And so he moved from where he was all the way down to the houses at Hollywood Hill. And I couldn't put cameras there because I'd have to go to somebody's front door and go, hey, can I put a camera trap in your backyard? Because there's a mountain lion there. That's before everybody knew that they really would have no problem with this cat being there.
And so what goes through your mind when you have the shot in your head? And you know it's possible, but it hasn't happened yet. And it's been 10, 11, 12 months without any kind of reward.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was like Sharon says to me that the one that bothered her the most was much shorter than that. But I went back on the tiger story to get a mom and cub. And Bond of Gaur Tiger Reserve in central India, I had left. And I said, hey, if you get any pregnant females that have kids, that tiger cubs, let me know. And so I went home. And a couple weeks later, they say, well, we haven't found the den yet, but we know she's got her cubs somewhere close to this anti-poaching patrol camp. So I said, well, I'm going to come back. And every day I would get on the anti-poaching patrol elephant. A lot of people are going to say, you're not supposed to ride elephants. Well, I don't ride elephants unless my subject does. The reason they ride elephants is because it's too dangerous to get into the four any other way because the tigers will kill them. And they're at an area that's close to the border of the park with a female with three cubs. But so every day I would go out. I may come back, saw nothing today. I think I read some like 15 books on my Kindle. And one day I saw, maybe glimpsed a cub as it was crying for mom to help it walk through this little creek that was up by the cave where the den was. One day turned into 1 week, 1 week turned into 2 weeks, then 3 weeks. On the 24th day, I was reading my Kindle and all of a sudden the mahout says, "Steve," and I look up and I see an ear of a cub that is nursing. They've never nursed outside the den before. So I put the camera up and the cub gets up and walks over mom's legs, so her head's right next to mom. There's ferns in it. Luckily, I had put the 600, I felt something that day. So I put the 600 on the tripod that was attached to this elephant seat that had a metal on all four corners. So I had tied a big Gitzo tripod to it with cable ties and rope, and I had put my second camera on, so I was all ready to go. I saw it. I got five pictures. Only one of them was sharp because the elephant's always moving. And I finally got it. But Sharon, every night she would go, "How are you doing that? You know, you're trying to stay so positive. You sound so positive." I said, "Eventually, the cubs are going to become accustomed to that elephant. But mom sleeps directly below the elephant. The elephant never steps on the tiger. The elephant has known that tiger since he was a cub. Because she was only 4 years old. This was her first litter. And so I always believe we're going to get it." Did I believe I was going to get one of the best pictures I've ever seen of a mom and cub? No. But we never know what we're going to get in the end. But you just don't ever give up. And I got something that I couldn't have imagined I would have got. Because it was much better than anything that I could envision at the time. But looking at the area, that's kind of what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then when you're thinking of them on camera trap, you know whether you have that opportunity or not. If you know the cat's there and it walks on that trail or it does whatever you think it's going to do, you're going to get it.
Yeah. Persistence is
part of it, was finding the right trail. Because it's a 4 second exposure, the Hollywood Cougar picture. Because so I needed to find some place that was black behind the cat. So the flashes went off and it was open for 4 seconds to get the Hollywood sign. And the reason why the Hollywood sign hasn't been lit since 1932, when it said Hollywood Land and 28, I think when it went up for 24, I have no idea when. But it was so bright when people started buying the houses that were there. They finally said, "The light's too bright. Take the lights off of it." And they did, and they've never put them back. So I needed the light bouncing off the clouds. Just the light of LA bouncing off the clouds would light those white letters, Hollywood. And listen, you got a cat. Everybody loves big cats. You got Hollywood. Everybody loves Hollywood. And so everybody fell in love with P-22. It was a celebrity in the land of celebrity. And, you know, then Beth Pratt, who was California director of the National Wildlife Federation, was working with Jeff Sickich, who was the guy that I had to convince at that Mountain Lion meeting about I need a Mountain Lion and the Hollywood sign. He started working with me. And then Beth learned that there'd been an idea for a wildlife overpass in Liberty Canyon, about just north of LA on the 101, that had already protected land, state-owned land on one side, federal on the other. So they didn't have to buy it, and it came right up to the freeway. So they could have opportunity to put an overpass there because they were starting to have genetic problems with the cat. Even though the cats weren't trying to move across the 101 that often, they were getting hammered inside the Santa Monica National Recreation Area. They lost like 5 cats one February, 5 mountain lions and cubs, just in one month. There's an area crossing the 405 where they lost 6, 7, 8 mountain lions in the same exact place, which would be an area that they should put another overpass, but that's going to be a lot of money. Now we're working on trying to help other states realize how important it is to connect these disconnected habitats and give animals a chance to move under the road or over the road.
Yeah. It will cause a lot of genetic problems, solve a lot of genetic problems, like you said.
To be able to bring these cats and the ungulate, bear, chance to move across without the fear of dying.
Yeah, for sure.
We put these roads there. We should give them an option. Yeah. Underpasses are much cheaper. Elk hate underpasses unless they're really big. And you could come by areas like dry river beds that are big enough that during the dry season, the elk would go through it. Even if there's some water and they still would, if it's big enough, but they like overpasses better.
Hmm. Why is that?
They just don't want to be hemmed in.
Yeah.
Nothing good has come out of their situation living with humans. So going under a road where you can hear all the traffic as you're going in it, and you still kind of hear it. The Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Overpass over the 101 that was brought about by the Hollywood Cougar picture. When you're in the center of the road of the overpass, you don't hear any traffic. And it's over 10 lanes. And there's 350 to 400,000 cars a day go through that. But it's the design. The design is incredible. It's going to have all these native plants. They have these nurseries that are close by of native plants. So when they have the next edition, it's going to go over the frontage road. Then they'll put all the plants in there.
Hopefully this becomes widespread globally in urbanized areas.
Well, it's in a lot more places than I imagined it would be. We've done about 13,000 miles driving to different places throughout the United States. But Canada started this before we did. And there's a bunch of places in Europe. So we'll just keep working on it because it's vitally important that we give them a way to move throughout the area without being stopped by a road. It's like being in prison. With the death sentence being getting out of prison, you have the option of dying by crossing a road. That should